Welcome to McIntyre's Next Level Life podcast, a place for entrepreneurs, leaders, and dreamers to awaken and be activated to their full potential. Are you ready to get out of the boat and experience your next level? Here's your host, Michael McIntyre.
Welcome, everybody. This is Michael McIntyre, your humble host here at the Next Level podcast. And we are excited today. We've got a superstar on here today. And by the way, of Sandy McGuire introduced us. And I got to meet this man back in the day when I was over at Upper Room doing some work with them. And you know him. You've seen him. And he's quite the man. He's a major intercessor for revival and a visionary. Co-founder of The Call, a prayer and fasting movement responsible for gathering hundreds of thousands of people around the globe. He's got a huge march coming up, I believe. We're going to talk about that. And the amazing, wonderful, godly man, Lou Engle. Lou, welcome to the Next Level podcast, brother.
Thank you so much, Michael. I just read your story. I love the stories of God.
And, amen.
We got God wrote good stories about our lives.
Amen, amen. And you know what the cool thing about that, Lou, is he uses all those broken people in the that's been out there, right? And if you look through the Bible, as you know, everybody from Abraham to Jacob to Paul to Peter to all of them, they all had their issues. Yes.
Oh my goodness! It gives you so much hope that they all had their issues.
Praise
you know. God. Really, there are no superstars. The superstar is Jesus, and he takes our broken lives. I love God. He's the author and the finisher of our stories. And he can even rewrite the script when we mess up so bad.
Praise Jesus for that, right? I mean, yeah, because we do mess up, you know, and that's what I love about grace, right? What do they say? If grace was an ocean, we'd all be drowning, right?
So Lou, right.
So Lou, I love your family. You got an amazing wife. I got to talk to Jonathan here, and what you're doing. And I know you've got a lot of children too, and I'm sure you've got a couple thousand grandchildren somewhere, which is awesome. I know you've got this big event coming up. Tell us what's going on in Lou Engle's life right now.
Well, you know, it all began, Michael, I could look back to Promise Keepers, put 1 million men on the mall in D.C.
Yep.
And then God stirred me that God was going to turn the young to the fathers, and there would be all these young people would go to the mall in D.C. to fast and pray. And in 2024 years ago, my pastor Cheon, myself, a marvelous thing took place. I prayed, how can I turn America back to God? And a woman comes to me and says, you don't know who I am, but the Lord told me to pay your salary this year.
Come on.
She paid my salary for 15 years. Gave me $100,000 and it launched the movement of The Call 24 years ago with 450,000 young people. We did stadiums and arenas, and then something happened in 2014, Michael, where we were in this gathering and a woman shared her story where Mary Washington prayed for her son, George Washington, every day at this rock. And it exploded a prophetic anointing for 2 hours. And the word came, 1 million women are going to the mall in D.C. It'll be the last stand for America. And it will be a Jeremiah 9 spirit where death is climbed to our windows. Call the wailing women. And when they come, they'll save America. That was 2014. And I've lived under the shadow of that prophecy since 2014. And then 2017. I don't know what people think about President Trump, but witches rose up worldwide to curse him. In the year 2017, when he was elected, you've been asked the question, why witches curse this man? Could it be that possibly he gave us three judges that ended Roe v. Wade?
Yes,
and
Jesus.
With his embassy in Israel, this man was a danger to the witchcraft world.
Come on.
And so I went up into the mountains to fast and pray, and God gave me a dream, Michael. And in this dream, as far as I could see, I saw women coming from everywhere, young and old women, and they're coming to hear the book of Esther be taught.
Come on.
And I'm watching this, and I have an old Bible, which I now believe it was Mordecai's calling to mobilize this Esther movement that I'm looking at in the dream. This woman stands up, and she says these two words in the book of Esther actually mean Nazgul. I explode out of the drink because I know exactly what it means and what you know it means, because I watched the third part of the Lord of the Rings, where the Nazgul witch king is destroying the armies of men and says, no man can kill me, but the king's daughter takes off her helmet, lets her down, and says, I am no man. She pierces the Nazgul. Out of this, I knew there was coming a massive women's movement, an Esther movement, that could challenge the witchcraft behind the ideologies in this nation. 2017, a woman named Jenny Donnelly got the same download as I had. We joined together, an Esther and a Mordecai, on October the 12th. We're calling a million women to the mall in D.C. with their Mordecais and Stanleys.
Come on.
And we're daring to believe that something could shift on the Day of Atonement, where the blood can wash this nation. And we would see a movement of don't mess with our kids. Mama Bear standing up and says, government, schools, you can't have our children. That's the big dream right there, Michael.
Come on, Lou. Preach it, baby. Preach it. Yeah, we've got to take this back. And I think we're going to take it back. I think, you know, I love what you said about it. You know, and, you know, Trump is the man of the hour. And you know, you're right. Those three judges he put on there, that saved a million babies this year.
What is that right?
Yes.
A million babies.
A million babies this year. That's right.
Michael, and you've got to wonder, what Moseses are in that crowd?
Come
what
on,
deliverers
brother.
Are yes. in that crowd right there?
Yes, yes. All right, so I'm going to quote you here because I love this quote that you said. There is a design and a purpose for each of our lives. Living unaware of that is sad, but dying unaware of it is tragedy. Come on, Lou.
You know, the word star, a tragedy means to miss your star. I'm looking at these Esther, but Esther means star. It's a tragedy to have God write a book about your life. I've said this for years, Michael. He had a dream about our lives before we are ever conceived and wrapped a body around that dream to fulfill. We are a walking dream. And so when the Lord, when David says, it is written of me in the scroll of the book, here I come. Be able to, the goal in life in many ways is to find the scroll he wrote about your life. And
that's
then
right.
When you find that scroll, you can actually say to the world, and it's not false humility, here I come. To
come
step
on.
Into the world knowing who you are as a son and daughter. It's a tragedy not to know that.
It truly is. And it's so, and you know, that's one of the things that Stacy, my wife and I, we do, we help people get back to the original restoration. You know, the restoration is the original, the blueprint that God knitted you together in your mother's womb. You know, he pulled the DNA from all over your generations and he had it formulated exactly the way he wanted it before even time. And he knew exactly what it is. And I think that's what we need, Lou. And I love what you're doing with this October March, because we need to have the power of the women come back in there, their Esthers come back in there and say, this is who our children are. And you're not going to touch these children. They're a boy or they're a girl. And that's it. And that's the way God made them to be. And we got to have that back, Lou. And I love your heart in that.
Well, it's time we take a stand for truth. In Peru, there's a movement that started called Don't Mess With Our Kids. When the government said you have to use those pronouns, you can go to jail. It rose up a massive movement. Millions went to the streets and said, throw us in jail, but a million will follow. Here's what happened. Their two leaders were removed from office.
Yep.
The two leaders of that nation, George Soros, said, we're wasting our money here. We're leaving Peru. And recently they passed a bill with two other new leaders that conception, that life begins at conception. That is a complete turnaround. Can God do that in America? The Peruvian people said, if you do this here, we'll raise up millions in the streets of Bolivia and other nations to stand with you in America. The whole world knows that America is critical for the future to restrain the rogue dictators that are rising
up. That's right.
It's our 100%. Time, Michael. We've got to seize our moment.
100%, Lou. I couldn't agree anymore. I think it's the time, you know. And listen, they are throwing everything at Trump, the kitchen sink. And, you know, it's funny because I like to think of Trump as, Ben Shapiro talks to me. He said he's like a mud monster, right? He's already got mud on him. So they keep throwing more and he just makes him a bigger monster, you know. And it's a divine intervention. I think God's bringing him into this place. And it's amazing that the mask of the enemy is being ripped off on national television every day. And that's God working. And we are praying into that. People like yourself and these intercessors and the people who are listening to this podcast, we've got to keep praying for that. So Lou, let me ask you something. You love to fast. I know you might not love to do it, but you do it. You glorify God in it, right? Right. but you do it. So how do you do a fast? Tell some of our listeners out there that might not be familiar with fasting, and what's the purpose of fasting? Because I know you've mastered this thing, or at least come close to mastering it.
Well, it's fasting is the hardest thing for me. I've broken more fast than you all. That's my claim to fame.
I love it. That's real. I love that. That's real, baby. Come on.
The Lord. When I was mowing lawns, I quit seminary, I mowed lawns for 5 years. I heard about fasting. I attended a 3-day Esther fast. I mean, a 3-day fast mowing lawns, just like on water. And on the third day, I felt a euphoria come over me. And I realized that fasting is the portal to intimacy.
Come on.
You know that when the flesh dies and the spirit gets buffed, you come alive. And so it's a way of returning to your first love. Second thing is we found out that in fasting, Jesus says, this kind coming up by prayer and fasting. My first 10-day fast was with a friend. All we did was, God, we want to cast out demons. On the 10th day of that fast, power encounter, in almost instantaneous deliverance power. I begin to realize this is amazing. That God led me into the realm of a 40-day fast. But you don't do those kinds of fast unless you really get the kind of guidance. But the 40-day fast is era-shifting fast. I've probably done 12 to 15, only a few on water. But every one of them, I have received dreams, or my friends have received dreams that gave me basically the next chapter title of my story.
Come on.
The fast is an unfolding. I call it the fast to unroll your scroll.
And I love it. That's good.
My journey of mobilizing has all sprung from long fasts. Years ago, I prayed, God confirmed to me that you want this. YWAM guy, he said, Lou, would you help me call the whole globe to 40-day fasting the first 40 days of the millennium? I said, God, I need a confirmation for that, because nobody knows me. I hadn't done the call. I said, Lord, you want me to call the world to 40 days of fasting? Have somebody call me with a dream that I'm flying a plane and dropping an atomic bomb. That night, a prophet calls me and says, I had this dream, you're flying a plane and dropping an atomic bomb. Because I was I was reading a book called Atomic Power to Prayer and Fasting that a fasting movement preceded the evangelistic movie of the 40s, the healing revival. I said, Lord, that's incredible. But God, this will never mobilize the world. So a prophet was coming to our church. I'll speed this up, Michael. Prophets come to our church, and I said, Lord, if you want me to do this, have that man call me out by my name and my address and give me Ecclesiastes 11:1 as a confirmation. Cast your bread upon the water. This man calls me out by my middle name, my address, my birthday, and says, and I see you're skinny, for you are fasting. And the Lord says, Ecclesiastes 11:1, cast your bread upon the water. I've been casting my bread, not eating on the water for 24 years. And I've been casting my revelation on fasting. It all sprung from a book by Derek Prince that fasting shapes the future and is shaping history through prayer and fasting. And so that's my journey. I don't do well with too many things, but I call a lot of people to fasting and I do a lot of fasting.
You do amazing things for many people, my brother. Hey, listen, I want to ask you, and I know the first time I saw you, the first time I got experience from you was on God Television when you rented out the whole stadium and had Sean Bowles and everybody else out there, and it was quite the event. And I just love the way you stepped into that, Lou. That must have been what I mean. I know you got called. I know God told you to go out there and do that. But that was incredible. How did your family deal with that?
Well, the story is 2016, is this now?
Yeah, yeah.
I had no money. I had two people on my staff. I thought the call was basically over with, and God gave us a word to go to the Coliseum, to mobilize this Coliseum. And it was so stunning. I said, Lord, I don't have any money to buy this field. I'm not boasting. I'm just telling the story.
No, I know. I get it. I know. I think this is a beautiful story.
Well, and the Lord said, yes, you do have the money. Because the lady that paid your salary, she loved me. She's 100 years old.
Come on.
I'm going to see her next week. She may not know even who I am. But I believe in God's keeping her alive to see the fruit of what a woman had a vision of. And the Lord said, she gave you a house, Luke. She said, sell the house and buy the field.
Come on.
And joy came into my heart. And I wanted to do it so bad, but I went to my children. I said, if I do this, this is your inheritance. You've got to help me. You've got to have a say in this. And my kids said, oh, Dad, we have a spiritual inheritance.
Come on.
Sell the house. We want to walk in your ways. I believe they gained reward. We sold that house. It was $1.3 million house.
Wow.
And immediately I was in Singapore with a prophecy that had been given from Bethel that people in Asia would give me $1 million check.
Come on, Jesus.
In Singapore, the pastor looked at me and says, there's $1 million check in here.
We bought
that field, and I believe it was one of the greatest days of my life, uniting the body of Christ to pray and to rejoice. And anyway,
I watched it on television, on God TV, and it was just spectacular. And I just loved, I can't help but smile seeing you, Lou. You just make me smile. You have such joy in your heart. And it's really incredible to have you on here. And you're just an amazing man and a godly man. And I did, I'll send you that picture of you and your wife that we took in the green room at Upper Room a few years back.
But,
I love the way you just listen to the Lord, and the Lord shows up and people show up to help you. And that's what it's all about. That's what kingdom is. That's bringing heaven to earth. Yeah. And,
Michael,
and I love that.
Michael, the great story is this, that I have a gift to motivate and propel. And I tell stories and dreams, but there's a man in my life. Earth is goes Cheon. Who is it? An apostle to me that mobilized what I couldn't do. But 40 years ago, a man came into my life and we made a covenant to seek God together with all of our hearts. From that moment on, he began to dream for me.
Come on.
Nobody knows him. He's known at the throne. But I've been the mouthpiece to his dreams. Most of what I have done is to be a communicator of the revelation that he has had and we have together. And then I have a prayer team that for years prays our dreams and we see breakthroughs.
Amen.
We just did an Esther fast praying that God would break the court cases fueled by witchcraft.
Yes,
over
Lord.
President Trump.
We ended
it the next day. The social media, billions are released and the court cases are shifting. That's what I'm talking about. Shaping history through prayer and fasting. No food, no water. Bam. Yep. But this man, I wouldn't even tell his name. He doesn't even want to be known. Nobody knows him.
Come on.
It is a friendship formed in heaven. We don't do our own stuff. We do what God has knit together, our friends and our families, to do the work of God.
I feel the spirit in that.
I honor that man.
Come on, brother. Come on, Lou. I feel that. I feel the spirit. That's powerful. That's powerful. That's coming through our Zoom strong, baby. I love it. I love it. So, Lou, let me ask you this. What scripture are you sitting on right now? Where are you at right now?
I am in Revelations 12, where the woman in travail is seeking to bring forth the man child, the fullness of Christ. The Jewish Gentile church, birthing at a dragon, is ready to devour him. But they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, the word of their testimony, and loved not their life to death. For 20 years, we've had dreams of something called the Great Communion Revival.
Yes.
And wherever I go, the Lord has given me understanding on the power of the blood that releases 100% of our shame.
Come on.
Not just 99, that one part of our lives that we can never forgive ourselves. The blood washes us. The Passover lamb broke, cleansed the shame, covered the families, but it didn't judge it. It also judged the gods of each. When we take communion and celebrate the Passover, it's not just a 5-minute crackers and juice little thing. It's actually the remembrance of a colossal, staggering event that when Jesus said, "It is finished," principalities and powers were dislodged from their thrones. The blood judges the gods. And on the Day of Atonement, we're daring to believe that witchcraft over this nation will be broken by the blood. We're getting testimonies of when communion took place. I'm hesitant. Literally, governmental leaders have been removed from office. Or, I can't say it because I'm telling you, it's a terrifying thing to come under the hand of the living God. The church is going to get a revelation of the blood. Testify to the power of the blood, and Satan falls like lightning. You think of the greatest revival, Michael, ever in history is coming. It's Revelation 12, when suddenly the blood is applied. The accuser of the brethren fault, where we begin to unite around the body of Christ. And then it said, then there was a loud shout in heaven. Now the salvation, the kingdom, and the power. Why? Because the heavens have been cleared by the blood, so everyone can behold the Lamb. A devil has come down to the earth, and he is raging. The skies are being cleared by the blood.
Come on.
The blood is going to release the greatest river. That's where I'm living right now.
I love it, man. I love that, man. Revelation 12, baby. Come on. I love it. You've got this big march coming up in October 12th, yes?
Yes, whether it's on the line or on the lawn, we're going to DC.
Come on, I love it. All right, so I want people to go to your website, Lou Engle, and bless Lou and his family in this process, and you can go online, and there's a place to give and to bless Lou. Lou Engle, you are an amazing man. You never stop, and that's what amazing. You and your wife are how long have you been married, Lou?
Almost 43 years and,
come on,
and
bro.
7 kids, 15 grandchildren, one on the way. I'm hoping for an army.
Come on, baby. I love it. I love it. And I've gotten to talk to or text back and forth with Jonathan a little bit. And Jonathan's working with you now. Is that right?
He's a beautiful man.
Yes, he is. Well, tell him thank you so much. Lou Engle, you are a treasure in his army. We thank you, Lou. We wish you the best here October 12th. If you're a woman and want to go out there and march, go to louengle.com and get out there and bless this company, bless this man, bless this family, and bless his ministry. Yes, Lou?
And Michael, you could go to 1millionwomen.org or don't mess with our kids.
Ooh, just I go like to those. Hook. AmillionWomen.org. AmillionWomen.org or Don't Mess With Our Kids.
That AmillionWomen.org is like the gathering of them, fasting, the massive gathering. And the Don't Mess With Our Kids, that's the revival for, but the Don't Mess With Our Kids is the reformation piece. We're Got going it. After school boards.
Come on.
Esther's going in the public stand.
Bring it, baby. Bring it.
Thank Let's you,
bring
Michael.
It. That's it. It's a new beginning. It's a new beginning. And, the pendulum's coming back in here. And listen, the spiritual warfare, but we have dominion over this evil. Yes, we do.
Absolutely.
And we're coming at it. And we love generals like you in this army, Lou. And your family's amazing. Lou Engle, you are totally next level. You are all next level. I love it, brother. All right. Well, God bless you, my friend. And thank you so much for being on the Next Level Podcast. And we're going to help you raise this money for this march. And we're going to walk with you on this, brother.
I love you, man. Michael, it's great to be with you. Thanks. I'm really honored.
Back at you, Lou. Thank you so much. God bless.
If you're ready to activate and accelerate your results, taking your life to the next level, we've curated several experiences just for you. And if you're ready to start living out your full potential in life and business, our team of professional coaches are ready to partner with you. To find out more about how you can get involved with the McIntyre team or participate in upcoming events, go to themichaelmcintyre.com. Thank you for listening to the Next Level Podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share.